Congress races to close a 200 billion dormant Bitcoin loophole. A lawsuit working its way through the U.S. courts is testing a question most Bitcoin holders assumed was settled. Can coins that sit untouched for years be treated as lost or abandoned property and claimed by someone else? The suit, reported by CryptoSlate on July 26, 2026, argues that roughly 3.8 million dormant Bitcoin could fall under the same lost and found framework that lets police departments and states take custody of unclaimed goods. Bitcoin traded at $64,647 as of July 26, 2026, which values that dormant pool at well over $200 billion. Lawmakers are moving to shut the argument down before a court can rule on it. A draft section of the Clarity Act, numbered 2020-16, states that a self-custody digital asset cannot become abandoned or unclaimed property purely because the owner has not moved it. The timing is not subtle. The legislation is racing the litigation. The lost property theory, unclaimed property law, is old and mostly boring. When a bank account, safe deposit box, or uncashed check sits idle past a statutory dwell period, custody escheats to the state, which holds it until the rightful owner appears. Police lost and found rules work on similar logic. Found goods with no claimant eventually transfer to whoever is holding them. The lawsuit stretches that logic onto the blockchain. Dormant Bitcoin, the argument goes, is functionally abandoned, no transactions, no signs of an active owner, in some cases wallets untouched since the network's earliest years. If a court accepted that framing, the coins could in theory be declared unclaimed and become available to claimants under existing property statutes. The 3.8 million figure is not random. It roughly tracks long-dormant supply, including coins tied to Satoshi-era wallets and lost keys that have not moved in over a decade. That supply has always been treated as economically dead. Reclassifying it as legally claimable would be a different matter entirely. Section 2020-16 as a firewall. The Clarity draft response is direct. Section 2020-16 draws a line. Holding your own keys and simply not spending is not abandonment. Custody through possession of the private key is ownership. Full stop. Regardless of how long the wallet has been quiet. For anyone who spends from their own wallet or holds long-term without touching a balance, the distinction matters. Self-custody is built on the premise that control of the key equals control of the asset. A ruling that dormant equals abandoned would undercut that premise and inject a new counterparty into an arrangement designed to have none, the state or a private claimant asserting rights over coins the holder never gave up. The provision would also protect estates and inheritance cases, where a wallet can legitimately sit still for years between an owner's death and an heir gaining access to the keys. The stakes beyond the headline number, the $200 billion figure, grabs attention, but the precedent is the real prize. If dormancy could trigger a property claim, the effect would ripple far past Satoshi's coins. Any cold storage holder, any long-term saver, any wallet parked for a multi-year horizon would carry a new legal question mark. Markets have not reacted to the suit, which reads as early stage and speculative rather than an imminent threat. Bitcoin's price moved less than 1% on the day. That calm reflects a view that Section 2020-16, or something like it, closes the gap before a judge ever weighs the merits. This is speculative analysis, not financial advice, and the outcome depends on both the litigation calendar and whether Clarity passes the Senate with the provision intact. The Clarity Act has been grinding through Congress for weeks, with the Senate floor timeline still contested. Section 2020-16 adds one more reason for the industry to want it finished. A property law challenge to dormant coins is the kind of edge case that only becomes real if the legislative fix stalls. For holders in the United States, the practical takeaway is narrow for now. Nothing about the suit changes control of your keys today. The risk is precedent, not enforcement, and the drafted statute is aimed squarely at making sure that precedent never forms.